Okay, here's the deal. The Senate Majority Leader, and I say that as a difficult thing to say, Chuck Schumer, has sent out an edict, if you will, a memo. He did this yesterday, telling Democrats in the House to put voting rights legislation into unrelated bills and vote them through. That way, they can be forced to debate voting rights, the federalization of elections, and killing the filibuster and all of these things. They can force it onto the Senate floor. And what he thinks is that they're going to force Republicans to fold and admit that somehow these new voting bills in places like Texas and Georgia and Montana that put in common sense guidelines for voting. You need an ID. You need to have proof of that ID to mail in a ballot or to drop it off at one of these big drop boxes. Ballot harvesting, illegal, just like it is in every country in Europe, just like it is in Canada and Mexico. That's the way it should be. But Senator Chuck Schumer, he lies about voting laws in Georgia. I guess you forgot that you can't serve food and drink in any state within 100 feet of a polling place. And Georgia has more days of early voting than Chuck Schumer's own state of New York. But this is the big lie for the Democrats right now. The biggest lie of all, that voting is hard in America. Has it ever been hard for you to vote? It's never been hard for me to vote. Not in 40 years. How about you? Here's what Chuck Schumer says.
They're telling people that in Georgia, where there are much longer lines in African-American precincts than in white precincts, that it's a crime to serve water or a sandwich, greatly restricting or eliminating early voting.
That's right. It's illegal to give somebody a sandwich at the door. That's right. It's not illegal to give water and food in line, just not within 100 feet. It's true in all states. It's remarkable that people can't read. Go find out about the laws in your state. And who's handing out sandwiches in line? I mean, I don't see that where I am. Now, maybe my lines aren't as long. Maybe that's fair. I live in a rural voting area. So, okay, I'll concede that. Maybe the lines are longer. Then get water back there. Bring water with you. This is my fault. Voting is not hard in America. Meanwhile, the Democrats are also targeting the filibuster. The filibuster, they all said, has to stay, because if it doesn't stay, it would be the end of the Senate. These same people are now saying we must end the filibuster to save America. Let me give you an example. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, in 2018, all the way back in the ancient times of 2018, saying exactly what I told you, the end of the filibuster would be the end of the Senate. Weird, considering he now is one of the loudest supporters of destroying the filibuster. Listen.
That nuclear option, doing away with the filibuster.
Well, I can tell you that would be the end of the Senate as it was originally devised and created going back to our founding fathers. We have to acknowledge a respect for the minority, and that is what the Senate tries to do in its composition and in its procedure.
Senator Durbin, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, let's go to bite number four, because this is the main push now. Two things. The Democrats failed completely on Build Back Better. The only way they can ram another $6 trillion of spending down your throat and bankrupt this country for the next 100 years is to get rid of the filibuster, to change the rules and federalize elections in violation of the United States Constitution. But they don't care about that antique document. It's just an antiquity. It's a curiosity from days gone by. That is all the Constitution is to many of these folks. Just a curiosity, an antiquity that doesn't matter to them. So bite number four, the president also pushing this in Georgia in a flurry of lies and a strange speech and an angry speech about voting. Listen to this.
I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing, but I'm afraid you will teach my new colleagues the wrong lessons. We're the only Senate in the Senate as temporary custodians of the Senate. But the Senate will go on. And I can see my time is up. Let me conclude by saying, again, mark my words, history will judge this Republican majority harshly. Harshly. if it makes this catastrophic move.
So that was Joe Biden 2005. Saying that it would be catastrophic, would be remembered harshly. You see, the Democrats with a brand new polling, as I've told you, the brand new polling from Quinnipiac putting Joe Biden's support at 33%. Means these are desperate times for those in Washington. Desperate times for those flailing in this failing administration. They need to do something fast because their grip on power is going away fast. November really right around the corner, so they're going to try to do their best. And they're going to try to bring this alleged voting rights bill, which it is not. It is a Democrats get to cheat in elections forever bill. That's really what it is and should be called as such. They want to put it up for a vote this coming Monday, Martin Luther King Day. That's their goal, is to put it up for Martin Luther King Day so they can look at these terrible Republicans. They're all a bunch of racists because they actually believe you should have voter ID. Is it hard to vote in America? No, it's not. And mail-in voting should not exist in this country. It was used to cheat in an election in 2020. That's the bottom line. I don't know about any of the machines. I don't know about any of that. Here's what I do know. Tens of millions of ballots were mailed out to people who never asked for them. And people would sit at home that would otherwise not have been inclined to vote at all. And they heard something on social media. They heard something that somebody said, oh, that Trump did this. So they sit there and they'd fill out the ballot. I don't like Donald Trump, so I'm going to fill this on mail back. If not for mail-in ballots, which were contrary to state law in Michigan, here, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere, Donald Trump would be in the White House right now, and we would be in better shape on the national stage, on the world stage. We wouldn't have a complete failure in the White House. And that's a fact. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.